This is Akashvani, the news read by Hingya Hoi. Nine people were killed and at least 60 injured when the Agartala-Sialdah-Kanchenjunga Express collided with a goods train near New Jalpaiguri Station in West Bengal this morning. The collision occurred near Rangpani Station, approximately 7 kilometers from New Jalpaiguri, causing two rear compartments to derail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced an ex gratia payment of Rs 2 lakh from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund, PMNRF, for the next of kin of each deceased in the railway mishap. The injured will receive Rs 50,000. President Draupadi Murmu extended her condolences and prayers to the bereaved families and wished the injured a swift recovery. Meanwhile, West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee expressed her shock over the incident. She blamed the Railway Ministry for this accident. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav visited the train collision site at Rangpani this afternoon to assess the situation. West Bengal Governor C.V. Anand Bose also visited the accident site. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the central government is fully committed to ensure safety and security of all citizens in Manipur. Chasing a high-level meeting to review the security situation in Manipur in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said Ministry of Home Affairs will talk to both the groups, Meitei and Kukis, to bridge the ethnic divide at the earliest. He stressed on strategic deployment of central forces to restore peace and tranquility in Manipur. The minister said the deployment of forces will be increased if required. He said central government has been actively supporting the Manipur government in strengthening the security situation in the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 17th installment of more than 20,000 crore rupees under Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, PM Kisan, in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh tomorrow. The installment will be released to 9 crore 26 lakh beneficiary farmers through direct benefit transfer. During the event, the Prime Minister will also grant certificates to more than 30,000 women from self-help groups as Krishi Sakhis. PM Kisan scheme launched on 24th February 2019 to supplement the financial needs of all land-holding farmers subject to certain exclusion criteria of higher income status. The Prime Minister will visit Uttar Pradesh and Bihar on 18th and 19th June. BJP has appointed state election in charge and co-in charge for the ensuing assembly polls in Maharashtra, Haryana, Jharkhand and Jammu and Kashmir. The party has appointed Bhupendra Yadav as state election in charge and Ashwini Vaishnav co-in charge for Maharashtra assembly polls. Dharmendra Pradhan and Biplab Kumar Dev have been made state election in charges for Haryana. For the Jharkhand assembly election, Shivraj Singh Chauhan has been appointed state in charge and Himanta Biswa Sarma as co-in charge. Union Minister G. Kishan Reddy has been given the charge for Jammu and Kashmir assembly election. USA National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan today met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. Mr. Sullivan briefed Prime Minister on the progress in various areas of bilateral cooperation, particularly under the Initiative on Critical and Emerging Technologies, ICET, such as semiconductors, artificial intelligence, defense, space, among others. Prime Minister Modi expressed satisfaction at the speed and scale of the growing bilateral partnership in all areas and the convergence of views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Eid ul-Adha, the festival of sacrifice celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety in various parts of the country and abroad today. The devotees offered Eid namaz or prayers in Eidgahs and mosques this morning. Later, they exchanged Eid greetings in the national capital, Delhi. Main congregations were held at Jama Masjid, Fatehpur Mosque and Shahi Eidgah. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Bangladesh today defeated Nepal by 21 runs to book the last berth in the Super 8 stage of the tournament. With this victory, the 8 teams that qualified for this phase have now been finalized. Bangladesh was the last team to qualify after their victory over Nepal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.